Hello and welcome to another episode of the Auto Trader Podcast, SA's number one most streamed podcast. My name is Wandile Sishi, and as always, joined by George Meany. Hi, George.
Hey, Wandy, how's it going?
It feels like it's been a minute. It feels like it's been a minute since I've sat across you.
It has been, because we just did a dealer masterclass, right?
We did, yeah.
And you did so well on that stage. I was
impressed.
First
time emceeing.
Mm-hmm. First time.
The ones and twos, I felt like a little bit of a DJ, kind of conducting the room. So it was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was really good, good turnout and good job. So very, very good. Yeah, so it has been a minute. Yeah. There's another race this weekend.
At the time
of the recording, but yeah. At the time this kind of goes live, the race would have been done.
Yeah, which is in Spain.
Spain.
Kind of an interesting season so far. I don't know how you feel about Charles still in Ferrari. What are your thoughts thus far?
Leclerc? I think he's the better driver out of the two.
Really?
Like, yeah.
He's kind of disappoints me, I won't lie.
Why?
I think he's just not as aggressive as Max, and that's going to be his downfall.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, is he the better driver versus Max? I think Max is the bigger risk taker.
Yeah,
Leclerc needs a fast car. Max doesn't necessarily need a fast car
exactly.
in order to win.
Yeah, he's got bigger balls, in my opinion.
Yes,
and that's spot kind on. Of the biggest yeah. difference between the two drivers.
but in terms of Ferrari, I think Leclerc is the better driver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Between Charles and Carlos.
And Carlos, yeah. Science is a little bit inconsistent.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's definitely true. But let's see what happens. I think Mercedes might just be coming back. They're definitely the third best car there.
I still think they made a mistake losing Bottas.
I disagree with that. Yeah. Why? Why do you think that?
I just look at how Bottas is performing in Alpha.
Okay.
And versus his teammate.
Yeah.
And he's doing so much better. He's almost up there with the Mercedes.
Well, Bottas is a great driver. I think no one's ever disputed that he was not a fantastic driver.
Mm.
But he's better than George. George is doing better than Lewis right now. So, you know.
Is he better than George Russell? He's got more experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Like my opinion on Hamilton.
Yeah.
I mean, all the jokes aside, my opinion on Hamilton is he's his own worst enemy when he's not winning.
For sure. It's definitely
it gets to his head.
Yeah.
I think it messes with his head.
Yeah.
And it's almost like when he's winning, he can exponentially kind of take it ahead.
Yeah.
But when he's not winning, it's kind of like it's almost like that exponential decline.
It's been a long time since I've seen him not at the top of his game. And I think that's the big difference with Max and Charles right now, is Max doesn't need to be winning. He wants to win, period.
Mm.
He doesn't care what the situation is. He's going to do whatever it takes to win. And it's never going to get to his head.
Isn't there a rumor that Red Bull's going to become Porsche? Or?
Yeah, there's a little bit of whispers because Porsche and VW are coming into F1, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, VW owns Porsche.
Yeah, but I think it's two separate
entities.
Sort of OEMs, yeah.
Well, it's two separate OEMs. I mean, VW owns Porsche and probably a Porsche engine, you know, VW branding. Who knows what they're going to do? But
lots of whispers around.
I like a Formula One race with manufacturers.
Me too.
Because I love Red Bull the brand and the
but
team.
It's strange.
But it's not a car.
Yeah.
Red Bull's not a car.
Yeah. It's like if Rolex had an F1
team. Yes.
It would be bizarre.
It's like, you know.
What are you doing? Yeah.
What are you doing? You're trying to show us you can do a good time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sell me your car first, Red Bull, and then I'll be a fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, what they've done as a business is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. But we're not here to talk about F1. We're here to talk about.
We're going
to
keep on going. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about is the quality of cars getting worse. So quality versus price. Before we even get into it, do you think, like, what's the highest on your list? In terms of the most important things when purchasing a vehicle, quality, price, performance, safety, let's throw it all in there.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of the above, but what I've figured out about myself over my 48 years on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, more.
48
more
years? Wow.
Let's not go there. Am I double your age? Not quite. Slightly
not yet,
less.
Slightly less.
Anyway, so what I figured out over my lifetime is that I like fast cars.
Okay.
I thought I didn't. At one point, I owned a Fortuna.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved my Fortuna.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fast enough.
Okay.
And I figured out that I love V8s for the sound.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's strange coming out of my mouth, but yeah. But I love V8s for that roar. V6s and V10s, not so much.
Yeah.
But definitely V8s. So that's important to me. Now that I've driven EV.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm loving the silence. I'm like, I left the roar behind because
but
you get the speed.
Yeah.
And I think that for me is an important factor, is the available power.
Yeah.
When you need it.
I recently basically was in an e-tron RS and I got launched in it. And let me say that was the most different experience I've ever had in a vehicle ever. Everything about it was different.
Your brain takes a second to catch up.
Everything was, it was just a whole new experience. Yeah. It's not the, I think a lot of people take EVs and ICE vehicles and think it's going to be.
It's not a comparison.
The same thing the one's just silent. It's a completely different experience.
Completely different.
So I can understand why a lot of people love the performance of an EV and can make the switch. Yeah. I get it now. So I believe you.
I mean, so the other things that are important to me are definitely ride comfort. So what I mean by ride comfort is the car needs to feel solid on the road. Now, not just because I'm into EVs, but an EV just naturally sits on the road better because of the low center of gravity, and it's a heavy vehicle. It's, I think the I-Pace is 2.1, 2.2 tons.
Yeah.
So that creates this perception of quality when the vehicle feels solid. It's tinny.
It's sitting like an,
it's like a tank.
Solid stance, yeah.
Yes. It's like a tank on the road, but it's still got the power.
Yeah.
What's not important to me are infotainment systems.
Okay.
Bluetooth's important because I do a lot of calls in the car.
Of course.
But I very, very rarely, this will be surprising to you, very rarely use Apple CarPlay in my car.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
What do you use? Just the native system or?
Bluetooth.
Okay.
Bluetooth to connect to the car's native system.
Okay.
Very rarely do I use Apple CarPlay because the I-Pace particularly has very good maps.
Yeah.
So I don't need Google Maps. So I
know in South Africa a lot of car shoppers, that's a very important sort of selling points for a lot of the OEMs, is having this great entertainment system.
It sound system different to entertainment system.
No, I mean like a whole package where it has the navigation and the yada. And to me, that's not important. I'd rather have a better, like,
I need, I guess you need good sound quality. when it plays a song, when you play the music, you need good sound quality.
Okay,
but good sound quality doesn't mean you need bells and whistles in the infotainment system.
For sure, for sure. I mean, how often do you use everything that's in these vehicles now? There's so many added things that are just unnecessary.
You set it up and you leave it.
Yeah.
You know.
So anyways, there was a study in the UK where they took 1,200 different motorists and they took part to kind of rank what are the most important things. So in the UK, the most important the most important selling point is the reputation for quality.
Reputation for quality, assuming that means perceived quality, exactly. Right?
Exactly that. So if the car has a reputation or perception from people that it's, of a better quality in terms of the material and the build quality, then that's number one. Followed by styling, and then positive ownership experience as third, and then good value for money.
How do you measure positive ownership experience? Is that just from other consumers?
I would assume that's like a secondhand, either secondhand thing or like you're saying, other consumers saying that it's good.
Yeah,
but it made me ask myself, do you think in South Africa that's the same top four?
That's an interesting question because I think in South Africa we are more price sensitive,
for sure.
I think our currency and our currency and what it can buy is not as strong as European currencies or the pound or the dollar.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot more add-ons to a vehicle, especially the imported ones, in terms of what pushes its price up.
Yeah.
So now Chinese brands have come into the market, and historically Chinese brands were perceived to be low quality. Chinese anything was perceived to be low quality.
Yeah.
Look at how the Jolion's flying.
I have a different opinion to that. I think there is a level of South Africans, one, being super sensitive to price, but also still wanting to look like they're in a perceived good quality, shiny, sparkly.
You talk like that. You know that is. I think that's true because I mean, you drive into a townhouse complex, for instance, right? Yeah. Townhouses, anywhere from 600,000-800,000 rand for a townhouse. To you know, sometimes 1.2-1.5 million rand on average for a townhouse unit, right? Yeah. And you see people driving 600,000-800,000 rand cars. You know, so now you ask yourself the question: well, you're living
where the priorities lie.
Where's the priority? Priority's in the car because you're living in a 1 million rand townhouse, but you're driving a 700,000 rand car.
Yeah.
You know, and from a monthly point of view, a townhouse is cheaper because you get a 20-30 year bond.
Plus the value in terms of the long-term value.
Is better. It's
a lot better, yeah.
Yes. Whereas the car, you got to pay off in 72 months.
Somebody told me you can never drive your house. And I, you know, you can always sleep in your car.
You can't drive
sleep in your car.
You can't drive
your house. You can't drive your house. So, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. But I think it speaks to that kind of perception that you say South Africans are. Is that though keeping up with the Joneses? Are we buying stuff to impress people that we don't even like?
I think there's been a swing. It used to be, let's all get the German brands and have this perceived quality or higher affluence. But now we have cars that look like the German brands and you can still be price sensitive.
Yeah.
Which I think is a better thing to do.
So it's all about the look.
It's all about the look, but now let me also be financially responsible.
Responsible about it. Yeah.
And I think that's where the South African market is swinging to. And I think the Chinese
brands.
The brands have really identified that the need to still have something that looks nice and something that you want to be inside and have people look at you and be like, wow, that's a really nice car. Mm-hmm. But still not break the bank. But is the quality better of those vehicles?
I've had the Haval for 1-3 days.
Specifically the Jolyon?
Not the Jolyon, no.
Okay.
It was the
H6,
I think it was. Yeah. And a really nice car.
Yeah.
Okay. You can feel its price point on things like the freeway. It's less insulated. Now, I can't be unfair to the car because I do drive an I-Pace, which is designed to be insulated because it's so quiet.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a big battery underneath it that is also insulating it from the road. So the road noise doesn't come through that car very easily. Whereas I noticed the road noise in the Haval.
Yeah.
Is that a factor of quality? Maybe not, because I have noticed the same thing in other cars that I've driven, like even the VW Polo. You can hear road noise. It's a bit more insulated though. So I think everybody's perception of quality is different.
For sure.
It's probably less about things like the road noise and more about what it looks like when it's standing still.
Yeah.
You know, so when it's in the driveway or when it's parked in the parking lot or when you show your car off to your friends.
Or you're looking out the window and you see it drive past, yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's more about that.
Yeah.
You know.
Than the person who's actually behind the wheel. But to be fair as well, at the same time, you pay X and you're getting X. It's not like they...
I think you're getting...
You're getting more.
You're getting more value for money for a Jolyon than you are for a lot of others.
For sure. For sure. I'm still, like, personally, I do think that the quality, the actual quality of the driving experience, for me personally, definitely outweighs how it looks. But at the same time, I can completely understand why these cars are doing so well. It makes sense. I love the way that car looks. The Jolyon, the H6, the new Chery Tego.
Looks very futuristic.
Stunning. Yeah.
The new Kia.
Oh, stunning vehicle. Car. Yeah. And they're not bad. Like I still think they, as a vehicle, you're getting a very, very well built.
Or even the Suzuki Swift.
Yeah.
Suzuki Swift, I mean, Suzuki is like wiping the floor with small cars at the moment. But the Suzuki Swift, what a solid ride. You know, I don't know if you've driven in a Suzuki Swift, but it it really is a solid ride.
Yeah. So something else that I think, you know, might swing the scales here. So there's been a recent shift with regards to the new vehicle sales. The top 10 most sought for vehicles in, I think it was April, were all entry-level models. So this includes the Polo Vivo, the Starlets, the Swift, and then the Renault Kwid. So to your point, I think people are getting more price sensitive, and seeing price over quality is becoming a lot more
prevalent
in South Africa, which I think is a good thing. I think it's important. But yeah, I think South Africans are not at a point where they're seeing quality as like the...
Is that an economic issue? Or do you think it's a, you know, I would like the perceived quality or the quality, but it's just not affordable right now.
Yeah, but that means the South African consumer has changed their mind then. Before it was, it doesn't matter. I'm going to drive the 800 Rand, the 800,000 Rand car and live in the 500,000 Rand apartment.
That's an extreme, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas now it's, you know, the consumer is changing. And I think the days of these German super brands being at the top might be threatened in the next few coming years, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree and disagree. I mean, VW has done such a great job.
Yeah.
In turning their focus onto EVs.
Mm.
I mean, they've sold the I think they've sold the most EVs in Europe.
Okay.
Tesla's number two.
Yeah.
Not in America though. And America's the biggest market. Yeah. So I think VW might still stay up there. I'm worried with BMW and Mercedes as German brands. You know, are they doing enough to stay at the luxury level? Because let's be honest, every EV that I've driven has been a luxury EV.
For sure.
They've all been equally luxurious and almost like German brand, like historical luxury.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
But you said it yourself, when you drove that iX though.
Oh no, what a car.
Was it not like absolutely. This amazing experience?
Absolutely. They've really put together a good car there. Great car. You know, I would even argue that it is as good, if not better, than the Tesla Model X.
Yeah.
Except I think the Tesla Model X has more technology in it.
Yeah.
More like up-to-date sort of user experience. You know, when you're driving the Tesla Model X, the mapping software, you know, picks up, and the cameras pick up other cars around you. And whereas I don't think the current manufacturers have that down yet, that sort of software level.
Is something that we're not considering. Okay, look, when we look at Auto Trader data, we see that there's just more consumers, car shoppers generally. Demand has increased. So I don't know off the top of my head, but you know, I think that, you know, these historically German brands are still selling the same amounts of numbers. There may just be more people in the market now who are also able to kind of facilitate and you know, kind of put money into these smaller, newer Eastern brands. Is that not a consideration that we potentially not considering?
Well, I mean, the market grows all the time, right? So the size of the pie has to grow, because as the population grows, the size of the market grows, which means that you've got to continually sell more cars globally, you know, from every brand.
Okay.
What you're saying is maybe they're staying flat and everyone else is growing.
It's growing. Exactly that.
So the share of the market is shifting to the Eastern brands and to the EV manufacturers, which is Tesla.
Exactly that. So I don't think we should be worried or concerned that like the pie is basically the piece of the pie is moving. I think more so it's the pie is getting bigger.
Well, yeah, the pie's getting bigger, but the traditional brands are not taking the increase.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying. Exactly. Yes. I think there's probably data we can look at to corroborate that, but I would imagine that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, the newer brands, the funkier brands, Teslas of the world, the Havals of the world are taking the newbies.
Exactly.
They're not switching the loyal people.
Yeah. I don't know if there's, because I would assume that some of these, I guess these Eastern companies, they actually do have higher quality build vehicles. And we just might be seeing like the lower quality build. Does that make sense?
What do you mean?
Like specifically with them bringing the vehicles into the country, they just bringing the ones that they know are going to sell best. But as a brand, they do have a better quality vehicle.
Well, I mean, I think the Eastern or, you know, Chinese brands have learned. So they've learned how to build a car.
Yeah.
And having learned how to build a car, they've also learned what different markets want. So they'll send a particular car to a market where they know it will work.
Yeah.
And I my prediction for a long time now is I think the top selling EV in South Africa,
yeah,
is going to be a Chinese EV.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the case.
I've heard whispers that Toyota is coming out with an EV next
year.
Yes,
they are. At what price point?
Mm.
You know, if you think about, you know, where Toyota's priced at the moment versus German brands versus every other brand that's not Chinese.
Mm.
If you take Haval Jolyon, for instance, and the price point and what you can get in other cars.
Yeah.
I think that if we don't sort out this tax issue, we don't incentivize EVs as a country.
Yeah.
China's just going to fit straight into that problem.
And kind of solve all the problems, essentially, that...
Maybe even begin manufacturing here.
Yeah.
We haven't even thought about that. Mm. What if a Chinese manufacturer starts to manufacture here, bypassing all the import problems?
Yeah, that'll be a serious shift in the markets. Immediately, we'll see a change.
Yes, because they'll be able to push an EV into the market that's at a good price point because they don't have to, you know, pay the taxes and potentially become the future of EVs in the country. I don't know.
So if price and quality is something that's important to you, I think the most important thing really, or the only advice I would give to anyone who's looking for a car, is to do a test drive, a thorough test drive.
Got it, yeah.
Because I have seen on social media a lot of people buying some of these vehicles and being kind of disappointed afterwards with regards to what was the perceived quality because it looked good. So just do the test drive, a thorough test drive.
Rigorously look at the car.
Yeah.
You know, test drive it, drive it, read a lot of stuff that's going on.
See what people are saying about it.
People are saying. There's lots of information on the internet.
100%. Well, I think that's pretty much all the time we have. But yeah, it's been a really awesome show, George.
Go Ferrari.
Go Lewis. Always.